Welcome back. It is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr, North Dakota Corn Council Studio. Got a news release late this morning announcing some leadership changes at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Public Lands Council Executive Director Ethan Lane will become the National Cattlemen's Beef Association Senior Vice President of Governmental Affairs. That because Colin Woodall, who has served in that position for about 15 years, is NCBA's new Chief Executive Officer. So congratulations to Ethan Lane and Colin Woodall. A couple of leadership changes at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, effective immediately. All right, let's listen to Colin Woodall. He's got an update on the fire that just turned the cattle market upside down, that fire at the Tyson plant in Kansas.
You know, the loss of this plant and the resulting decrease in cattle prices has caused a lot of problems for our cattle producers across the country. A lot of folks losing a lot of money. We understand that. We hear that. And we're doing everything we can to respond and try to help get this situation resolved and back to normal, basically. And that back to normal means getting Holcomb back up and running. Now, there's not a lot that NCBA can do outside of just showing up and trying to swing a hammer. So we've just been working directly with Tyson to make sure that we are apprised of the status. It's very clear that we're looking at end of the year, early 2020, before they will be up and running 100%. There is no definitive date yet, but we continue to keep up with them in regards to their progress. We do know that portions of the plant have reopened, and they are doing some ground beef grinding, and they are also fabbing out some subprimals. So there is work going on at the Holcomb plant again, and we think that is a good sign that Tyson is doing everything they can to try to put this forward and get things normalized as quickly as possible.
As soon as this fire happened, NCBA took a number of actions on the policy front. One was to write a letter to CFTC, another to USDA, and make sure that they look into how the markets are operating. And since then, Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue has called for an investigation into the markets. Can you give us an update on where that investigation stands and where it may lead?
So Secretary Perdue also heard from cattle producers across the country who were concerned, and he decided it was best to go ahead and do an investigation to make sure that they found any issues that might have popped up. They are in the process of collecting data right now. That data collection could take well over a month or more before they can really start to analyze that data and draw any conclusions. We expect a final report back to the industry sometime in early 2020 as well. We have asked them to move as quickly as possible. We've also asked them to look at external advisors and experts who can help them analyze and provide perspective of this data. But more importantly, and I think what we're hearing from USDA is that they want to be thorough. And thorough does not necessarily always mean fast. But I think everybody that's listening and everybody in the industry would prefer there to be a thorough investigation so we can truly understand what transpired and try to finally answer everybody's questions.
Can you just talk about a little bit about what you've heard and the impact that this is having on folks around the country?
Of course, what we have heard time and time again is folks are losing money. And when people are losing money, they always get nervous. We understand that. We understand those concerns. And that's why NCBA has been engaged. And that's why NCBA was the first group that got official requests out to the different federal agencies for help in responding here. That's why we continue to have close conversations with the Tyson management team to understand what the recovery timeline looks like. And that's why we're also doing everything we can to get facts out in the discussion. It's easy in a situation like this to let emotion rule. We understand that there is a high level of emotion here, but we also need to make sure that we're sticking to the facts. And that's what NCBA is trying to do. We are trying to get the facts. And that's why we're supporting this USDA investigation, so that way we can get all the facts on the table as quickly as possible. And that way everybody can understand what happened and try to figure out how we move forward as an industry.
Colin Woodall, National Cattlemen's Beef Association's new CEO, effective this morning.